Then it starts to cool and crystallize, and certain minerals crystallize earlier in the process as that temperature decreases, and then you erupt that magma chamber. You're going to get a very different composition that comes out of that volcano than you started with. Now, when we think about igneous rock composition as a whole, most magmas are very, very rich in silicon and oxygen. 45 to 80% silica is about the normal range. Everything else, to make that 100%, are elements like aluminum, magnesium, calcium, sodium, potassium, etc. So we're always thinking about silicate minerals when we think about all these different processes going on with igneous rocks. Now, stepping into the classification part regarding texture for just a minute. Texture is related to the size of the crystals within the rock. So if you look at a beautiful granite countertop, you see flecks of pink and white and black, blue sometimes, gray, depending on what color granite you get. The crystal size depends on how fast your magma cooled. So in the case of granite, for example, you can see all those different flecks of colors because those are each individual mineral crystals. So that magma cooled very, very, very slowly, and you had enough time to grow crystals that you can see with your naked eye. The term that we give to that textural feature is phaneritic. So if we have a phaneritic rock, it means you can see the crystals and you can tell that it cooled slowly. The opposite case of that is, for example, when you erupt a volcano and all of that magma comes bursting out into the atmosphere, which relatively speaking is very cold. And so that magma will cool and crystallize very, very rapidly. And there's not time for the crystals to grow very large. So when we see something that is extrusive, the crystals are often very small. Sometimes you can't even see them with your naked eye. When we see a rock that's that fine-grained, we call it aphanitic. It has an aphanitic texture. So for example, basalt. If you go to Hawaii and you look at the flows that regularly cross the roads and burn down palm trees and cause all kinds of problems there, if you were to look at that once it's hardened and cooled and crystallized, you would not be able to see the crystals because it's cooled very quickly. Volcanic glass, which we also call obsidian, cools ultra fast. This is the extreme version of cooling. We also call it quenching. And what happens is that liquid material cools so quickly, you don't actually grow crystals at all. So even if you slice it very thin and you look at it under a microscope, you'll just see little shards of glass and not actual mineral crystals. Then there's something called porphyritic. This is kind of a fun term. This is one that we use when we have two different sizes of crystals,